Hello, everyone, and welcome to the JC and Bill Sportscast. I'm Bill.
And I'm JC, and I hope all of our American friends from Canada are having an enjoyable long weekend.
Yep, as we are still on the road to episode 100, the biggest sh episode in the history of our podcast. When it'll be, when
That's
it'll
right.
take place, it'll be before this year's over. I could promise you that.
Yes. Unless it coincides with our NFL preview show.
I
But
think we'll be
maybe
okay.
not.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
It'll be close.
So it has been a little while since we've been on. We've both had a lot of stuff going on. JC on the personal side, me on the professional side. We've been very busy, but we're back, hopefully for a long while, to entertain you, the listeners, and make sure we give you our thoughts and opinions on the sports world. And before we get into the topics, I think it is only fair to briefly mention yesterday the final episode of Around the Horn aired on ESPN after a nearly 23-year run came to an end yesterday. And Around the Horn, I think, inspired so many other shows, probably inspired every sports podcast that you have ever heard in your life, ever listened to today. I was a fan of it from day one. I would watch it every day at 5 o'clock. I did get off of it towards the end. I'm not gonna go into the whole political stuff because that's a whole other issue. But that show ended up making stars. Woody Paige, Tony Reale, Kevin Blackstone, J.A. Adande, Tim Kalishaw, Jemele Hill, Courtney Cronin, Emily Kaplan. We could go on and on and on. But it did such a wonderful job, and it was so different from others at the time or since. And it's going to be a show that's going to be missed, and I think this is a decision ESPN's going to regret in the long run. But I just want to say to all those that were on Around the Horn for 23 years, thank you for the entertainment. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for keeping us sports fans, sports fans. And hope everyone that was involved in it has a good life because you sure made our lives very entertaining.
What is it, 4,300 shows plus?
Yeah, it was, and Tony Reale hosted that episode more times than Oprah Winfrey ever hosted her show, David Letterman ever hosted his show. Think about that.
It's crazy.
That is
Crazy how the,
insane.
I mean, you think about, right? Some of the longest running shows now, obviously those guys are talking sports probably what, 5 days a week, so to be something along that line, that's legendary. Legendary, right? So
And we still have Pardon the Interruption. And that, if it stays on, next year it'll be their 25th anniversary.
well, I mean, people like to watch the sh watch the sports shows, like to listen to the talk, right? The opinions along those lines, right? Interviews, if they have them, things like that, right? And that's why we get into it. That's why we do shows. That's why we talk sports for our genre, right? So, but
That's why
yeah, I
we
was kind of shocked too.
have, you guys, so many of you listen to this podcast either through the link that I post up, in our group or through Apple Podcasts or Spotify, although I'd like to see more of that, honestly, from Apple and Spotify, but that's just me. Anyway, no, like without them, there's not one sports podcast ever that
Yeah,
is
exactly.
informed. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about baseball and let's talk about, I can't believe the words I'm about to say. Maybe the worst team in the history of professional baseball. The
Who, by the
Cubs.
way, beat the Yankees last night, so we need to take a dig at them beating the Yankees.
Yeah, we will. We will. The
Hey,
Colorado Rockies.
whenever we get a chance, we go after the Yankees. We got to take it.
The Colorado Rockies, folks. I want to give you some not good numbers about them. At the time that we are recording this show, May 24th, 2025, the Colorado Rockies are 9-42. They have a 176 winning percentage. The next worst team is the Chicago White Sox, who've actually done better so far this year in White Sox terms. White Sox are 16-35. The Colorado Rockies are 23 games out of first place. A run differential of minus 158. Let me repeat that. Minus 158. Batting average next to last. Runs next to last. Home runs 27th. ERA next to last. We are witnessing, historically, the worst team in the history of professional baseball, let alone professional sports. Their longest win streak this year is two. JC, where did it all go wrong?
That one I don't even know. I mean, you look at they have. I mean, look at I guess look at their top 10 guys that they pay out, right? Chris Bryant batting under the Mendoza line. I mean, I think he's done for the year as it is. I was playing the show there, and he was in the minor leagues, Double A actually, which I laughed about. I don't know what is it a management issue? Is it a GM issue? Is it and I don't even know if they're eligible for the first overall pick for next year. Right? So, I mean, this is historic. I mean, I heard some of our fans suing the team for being bad and getting hit in the head with a foul ball. Like it, I mean, in their defense, they beat the Yankees last night, 3-2.
That's not much
But I
of a
mean, they have
difference.
Ryan Monahan, was it Mahanan, or I mean, it's you look at the talent on there, but I don't know. It's I thought we thought the White Sox were terrible.
This is
This is a
far
whole nother
worse.
level of this is
This
a
is.
whole nother level of terrible.
I. When we were doing this show 2 years ago, and we were talking about the A's when they were still in Oakland, we were like, no team could be worse than this. And then the next year, the White Sox happened. And then it's like, there can't be a team worse than this. This is, JC, honest to God, I think a little league team could beat the Colorado Rockies at this point right now.
I think the best, maybe even the, well, I'd say the worst AAA team, but that's probably their AAA team. Could probably beat them, right? It's historic bad, and I just confirmed that they're not even eligible for the first overall pick next year.
Oh my God.
So I mean, what goes from bad to worse? And I mean, they could. I don't. Records were meant to be broken on both good and bad ends. And is this a record that could be broken? And but the fans are still showing up. They're still watching. They're not leaving.
I don't think they're forced to leave. They have to stay.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's. I can't. I mean, we've seen some bad teams like the White Sox, right? Last year, which we laughed about. This is a whole nother level.
This is.
And I mean, and I get pitching out at home, right? Obviously, you're going to let up a lot of runs, home runs, right? It's, your spin rates, things like that. So your pitching staff, but I mean, that goes both ways. And it's just, oh, it's just terrible.
They
I
have
mean,
1 week to get one more win to finally get to double-digit wins.
well, what happens if they sweep the Yankees this week?
Well, I'm counting today as well. But, all right, so let me give you what is on tap for them after the Yankees in case they don't win these two games. They have a three-game series at the Cubs and then a three-game series at the Mets.
Well, you think they get at least win one of those games,
You'd think.
right? The Mets have kind of been—they're an interesting team, right? They're hot and cold.
Yeah, we'll talk about them in a moment.
The Cubs—I think they came back last night with a grand slam win against the Reds. The Cubs are doing well, but oof, I mean, maybe they win it. Maybe they do beat the Yankees, get to 10 wins, and then all is forgiven.
I don't think they're going to win today because Fried is on the mound. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. I don't think they'll get today. Like, okay, because I have when we do this show, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. I normally have a CBS Sports and ESPN sites up, to kind of help us with the show. If you wanted to go to the Yankees game tomorrow afternoon, the starting price for tickets, $34.80.
That front row.
Well, actually, I've got it pulled up. The cheapest that I have, section 401, $33 each.
And you could probably walk down to the front row.
Think.
Right? I mean, baseball, we've always had that. I mean, let's be honest, right? There's no parity in baseball.
Right.
Not like basketball, not like hockey, not like football. There's no parity. And the revenue sharing that's going on where teams aren't putting money back into their team. They're keeping it, right? You're seeing it with the Pittsburgh, with the Pirates, right? I mean, already they're talking about Paul Skenes getting traded. You got these big price teams that don't have to develop their own talent. And when they get priced out of the small markets, right, they jump on there, and that's why you're gonna see the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, the Cubs, these teams that are always up in the higher echelons, right? And that's where I think maybe, okay, let's get maybe start maybe you should be able to trade draft picks. Right? Obviously, luxury tax is a joke. These contracts that are being spread out over 30, 40 years is a joke.
We've still got
So
Bobby
deferring
Bonilla
all this
Day.
money. Yep. Right. Now we're gonna have Shohei Ohtani Day. So, obviously, I don't know what the Rockies thinking is. Maybe they're like, well, we're in the division of the Dodgers, so let's just tank it every year. I mean, the Padres are competitive, though they lost 6 in a row there.
Diamondbacks,
The Giants,
competitive
Diamondbacks are
Giants.
competitive. Giants, so maybe the Rockies are like, well, we'll just get all this young talent, and then maybe we'll be good enough to compete. Right? That's the only thing that I can think of. When I look at their roster, I don't even recognize half these names.
The most expensive ticket for tomorrow's game that's still available, section 124, row 9, on the first base side, $142 a ticket.
I'm not paying $142 to watch. Well, I guess if it's the Yankees or you're a Yankees fan, I guess you would.
Dude. The airplane ticket will cost more than the ticket to the game. Good Lord.
You follow the Yankees to wherever they go afterwards.
And then
This is a pit stop.
you've got a Cubs game where the lowest price is $14.
Oh man, they're in trouble. But you're not going to move the Rockies organization because they've always been decent.
Right.
Right?
It's
They're not
like,
like Oakland. They're not like Tampa Bay.
no. Remember what they're called
Or
now.
sorry, the Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank you. And
Sacra the Sacramento A's.
hey, and kudos to them. They're actually trying this year.
Well, they have to start trying to get to get rolling for Vegas. You don't want to sit there and flop your first year in Vegas. You don't want to be like the Raiders, but football's so popular, you can flop and be successful. That's why hockey had to get going right off the hop in Vegas.
But it's just, it is so head scratching what is going on with the Rockies. And incredibly, there is a counterpart in the American League, not record wise, but head scratching wise, and that's the Baltimore Orioles. I
This
mean,
is a shocker of all shocks. I mean, yeah.
when we did our preview show for the season, I said this team's not going to be as good as they've been. I didn't think they'd be 16-33, 13 and a half games out of first, managers fired, bad.
Oh, it's terrible. Fired bad. I mean, I was shocked. I sent you a message. Hyde got fired.
Yeah.
Right? They aren't hitting. They have a doubleheader, which is already delayed today. I think they got blown up by the Red Sox last night.
Yeah,
They're not
19 to
hitting. They're
5.
not pitching. Yeah, they're not hitting. They're not pitching. Making mistakes. Adley Rutschman hasn't done squat. Gunnar Henderson hasn't done squat. I think Holiday's one of their best players. I mean, you watch him, right? Cedric Mullins comes up with some big hits. But overall, I mean, this is a fall from grace.
But you know who I do put a lot of the blame on this one? I put this on the general manager. You had a team 2 years in a row in the playoffs, had home field advantage for a round, got eliminated. This past off season was a good off season, to pick up good new players. And they didn't do it. Santander left, although Santander doesn't look like he's done much since he's gone to Toronto.
No, he's done squat. They say he's slow. Well, I mean, this is as slow as gets. Now he's been hurt. He's did a shoulder back.
I feel bad for the manager because he's, the one that's gonna take the fall, but the general
Yeah, but
manager.
he's gonna go somewhere here
Oh
quickly.
God, yeah. He's gonna be hired next year. But
Or mid-season.
maybe.
Unless they put in an interim somewhere. But I mean, obviously the Rockies aren't going to hire him, and no one wants to go. You're not coaching the Rockies.
But here, the general manager's gotta take some responsibility on this. You had a club Well, you still have the club. You got young, exciting ball players. They could be something. They could be the future of this organization. You need to fix this immediately. Start with the pitching. Start with that rotation. My God, they need to fix that rotation. They just can't, you know, I don't know what it is. I really don't know. It's the weirdest thing. Like when Peter Angelo sold the team, it was like, yay, it's a, you know, a new era of Baltimore Orioles baseball. We're gonna be great. We're gonna win the World Series. And in the beginning, it was. I think it was that first year they win the division and they're the one seed. And then last year they get to the playoffs, and this year it's like, oh, well, we're back to being the O's.
And are they ever? I mean, they have the money to spend. They didn't re-sign Burns. He leaves to Arizona, right? And you call that one saying, the starting rotation. But you think that they would be hitting, and they're not even hitting.
No.
And they're not even in games, right? I think, too, that they got swept by, I think it was the Twins
They got swept by
and
the
their social,
Nationals.
the Nationals. I think the Twins. The Twins had a perfect social media saying, this is why we call them the O's.
Well, Minnesota, they went on what, like a 12-game winning streak?
It's, I'll tell you what, this is feast or famine this year. In all sports, it's a feast or famine. Right? You're winning 12, then you're losing six. I mean, look at the AL East to begin with, right? You got the Yankees. I think they have 29 wins. And then you got the Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays. They're only four or five, six games out first, right? So a Blue Jays are, I think, second. Red Sox are third. Or they're battling for second. And then look at the AL Central. You got four teams over 500. Right? I
And
mean, we didn't
Detroit
expect
is,
that.
and Detroit's the best team in the American League.
Well, they are, and I mean they're just dominating.
I think somebody called that on this show.
I think
Somebody.
so. But it's amazing, right? How the AL Central, the joke league
The
or
hardest
division of all of
division.
baseball. Yeah.
And then,
Now,
like, you take a look at the National League. I'll start with the West. They've got four teams over 500. San Francisco's only two back. San Diego's three back. Arizona's only six back at this point in time. And then the other two divisions in the National League, there's only two teams that are over 500 in each division. Meanwhile, you have clubs that are fighting, you know, right now. Milwaukee, they're only two games under 500. Cincinnati's two games under 500. Atlanta's two games under 500. So those are going to be some of the teams to keep your eye on if they can consistently keep this going.
And remember, Atlanta started 0-7.
And no team that has ever started 0-7 has made the playoffs.
And I mean, in their defense, they had to play the Padres and Dodgers.
Still, though.
Yep.
And
I mean, you
then.
get the hard teams out of the way, and then now the Padres are scuffling. I mean, you think about it, right? They beat on the Rockies, they beat on the Braves, and they're over 500. I believe they beat the Braves last night. But it's crazy how, I mean, baseball's baseball, right?
And then you take a look at a team like the Marlins, who had a good start to the season. Now they've kind of fallen in line, you know, in order. The Pirates have kind of fallen in order. The one that maybe hasn't fallen, quote unquote, in order is the Nationals. Because they were on a 5-6 game winning streak before losing last night. And
Yeah.
they're only 500. They're 10 games out of first place. And then if you take a look at the American League, you know, we mentioned the A's. Yeah, we joke about them, but they're only 8 games out of first place. The wild card
Yeah.
is right now within reach for them.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the standings right now. It's crazy.
And let's talk about the Mets, because the big signing was Soto. We all knew that. He goes to Yankee Stadium. Yankee fans are Yankee fans. I can't explain it any other way except that. And then he
I
plays
mean,
ball.
they did have a good protest where they turned their back to him.
That's why I said Yankee fans are Yankee fans.
Yeah, and also, I mean, that was funny, but I mean, what did he go 1 for 13 in that series?
I think so. And then the series in Boston, he hits that ball and he's thinking it's a home run and ends up hitting the Green Monster. It only ends up being a single. And the press calls him out and the manager's like, "We're gonna have a talk." 'Cause the thing with Soto, here's the thing. He is a talented player. He's a tremendous player. Do not take that away from him, folks. His problem is he thinks of him more than anything else.
Yep.
He should, I'm going to be honest. This cat right now should be at least a two-time World Series champion. Padres should have won at least one while they had him. The Yankees, you could make the argument maybe they could have won last year with him. And they almost did.
Yeah.
He should be at least a two-time World Series champion, and he's not. Is it the team or is it Soto? I'll let you guys figure that out.
Well, I mean, I think the Yankees last year had the Soto persona. Remember Gerrit Cole didn't run to first base on that hit when they were up by, was it 5-1 at the time? Judge drops a ball. There was a lot of errors.
But Judge dropping the ball, that's not, the Soto effect. It's just that could happen to
Yeah.
anybody.
That's just bad. I mean, the Yankees had bad defense, right? As it is, the Dodgers took care of that and obviously won. But I mean, yeah, I mean, Soto, I mean, then there was a thing that came out saying Soto's like, well, I would have liked to re-sign the Yankees, but my family wanted me to sign the Mets.
No,
Whether that's true or not,
I
I was just like,
don't buy
that,
that at all.
But then you look at it, right? What did he get? Sign the Mets. He got a suite for his family. Right, he did a few other things. So the Yankees went and brought in Fried and a few others, which, I mean, they're 30 and 20 right now. So, and Fried has been a great pitcher. Gerrit Cole's done for the year, obviously. It's weird, right? I mean, the Mets are 30 and 21. Phillies are 33 and 18. Right, Cubs are 31 and 20. Cardinals are 20 and 23. And the Dodgers 32-19. And that's a quiet 32 wins too. Right? You haven't heard much about the Dodgers.
No.
Giants are 30-21. Right? We hear more about when the Dod I mean the Dodgers got swept by the Angels during rival weekend.
But the difference between a, say like the Dodgers and a team, say like the Orioles, the Dodgers could afford being swept. They will be fine.
Yeah.
They will be okay. Whereas the O's, that could have been like a season ender.
Oh yeah. And it's I'll tell you what, it's gonna I mean, we're getting what we got May long coming up. Oh, you have your May long, we had our May long, we got June coming up, then we hit July. I mean, teams are starting to separate themselves. I mean the Orioles are technically they're like second, well, they're second last in the AL. Right? And they're tied with wins with the White Sox. And after today with the Red Sox doubleheader, they could be tied with the White Sox.
It's possible.
So that's impressive. And I did not see that coming.
Well, I think There's one more topic that we have to discuss, baseball wise, that if we don't talk about it today, our fans are going to, our listeners, our Facebook group is going to wonder what the hell happened to JC and Bill since the last episode. And I think you know what this is going to be about.
There's a few topics.
Oh, come on. What have we talked about on this show for eons?
I gotta think about this.
Oh my
Man.
gosh. I can't believe this.
I know, me too. What we got? Oh, is that Pete Rose being in?
Yep.
Is that that's Pete Rose coming back from the dead?
Well, metaphorically.
Well, yeah. Shula Show Jackson coming back from the dead to
So,
be eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame because they're eligible back in the Baseball Brotherhood.
I'm gonna, you know what? Because you're normally the one that talks about this more than anybody. I want to take this one first because this has been a little over a week since this decision was made. I said on this show, on this podcast. And you folks can go back in the archives to listen. I said years ago, a person's lifetime ban should be over when they are dead.
Yes, and you have said
Why
that.
did it take Major League Baseball 105 years to finally do this rule? This is one of the most asinine, dumbest. It's just pure stupidity that it took over a century for somebody to be like, hey, you know, when that person's dead, their ban for life should be over. It should. It just should. It's like the most easiest thing.
I think unless you do something really atrocious,
Well, yeah. No. Well,
right?
no. Even if you did something atrocious, your ban is lifted. Let me explain. Let me explain.
Okay.
See, the rule is not ban for life and then for eternity. It's while you're
Right.
alive.
Oh, you're alive.
Once you are dead, it's over. The ban is lifted. It shouldn't have taken Shoeless Joe Jackson 100+ years to finally be reinstated because that old douchebag, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, who's one of the biggest pieces of shit in the history of sports, go look it up, folks. I'm not joking. He is a big piece of
Yes.
shit. Just because you are a judge and you force the owners to give you a lifetime contract as commissioner. Yeah, you have the power, but you shouldn't be given the power to where you can't, you know, let go of it until you're dead.
Yeah.
Did those players that were in the 1919 Black Sox, did they deserve the ban? Most people will say yes. I think some of them do. I don't think all of them deserved it.
No, some of them do. The ones who did throw
Exactly.
it right,
The ones who did
you know.
ruin it deserved it. The argument is Shoeless Joe Jackson. Did he really throw the World Series? If you look at his statistics of that World Series, the answer is no.
No, but he did admit that he allegedly he admitted that he took the money.
There's the key word, allegedly. Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly he took the money.
Because
So, yeah.
Shoeless Joe Jackson did not get a very good education, you know, at that time. Like I think it's like a fifth or sixth grade education. I could be wrong.
I think that was the average back then, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
You know, there wasn't a lot of people who progressed past a certain grade level. back in that day.
Right. Plus, the other thing, they were all found innocent. They were acquitted. All of them. Even the ones that did do it. They were acquitted. So, not only is Jackson reinstated and Pete Rose, but everyone that's been, like, that is still on the banish, banned for life list, they're off. They're off the list. Now, as it goes to the Hall of Fame, the two big ones are Rose and Jackson. They will both have to go through the committee. The first chance they get, possibly, is 2027, December 2027, which is 2.5 years away. That is going to be one of the biggest, most anticipated voting results in the history of the Baseball Hall of Fame for two, three reasons. One, if they get in, because we don't know if either one of them or both of them make that ballot. They may not make the ballot. So there's the first one. The second one is going to be the results. Okay, if they do get in, how many people of the 16 did vote for them? Because you need 75%. So it would be 12 people that would need to vote them in. And then you go to the third thing. What does it look like for people like Barry Bonds, like Roger Clemens, like Mark McGwire, Curt Schilling, who are going through this kind of the same process with, trying to get in via these committees? With Schilling, it is a lot different than Bonds, than McGwire, than Clemens. Schilling never took steroids. It's just he wasn't a public, a media guy.
No, and
With
then when he did vote, didn't make it into that Hall of Fame that one year, he called him out, said, "Don't even vote for me next year."
right.
And they didn't.
With Bonds, Clemens, McGwire, and so many other people, it's did they take the steroids? And if they didn't, do you vote them in? We will have our opinions. In my mind, I think Clemens and Bonds did take it. I do. Like, all I'm going to say, look at Barry Bonds' body from, say, like, mid to late 90s, which is where the steroids kind of began, to the 2000s. You
Oh, him,
can't
McGuire,
tell me
Sosa.
that's natural. You cannot tell me that's natural. Same with Clemens. You can't tell me that's natural.
No.
So, when we get to this point in 2.5 years, it is going to be one of the biggest voting results in the Hall of Fame's history. Because if either Jackson or Rose or both of them get in, I'll tell you right now, that will be the most attended Hall of Fame ceremony ever.
It will be.
And then if they don't get in on that first try, when they do, if they do, that Hall of Fame ceremony will be the most attended. So, we can debate this for the next 2.5 years. I say when it gets time to it, then let's debate. But now that I've said my piece, floor is yours, my friend.
Well, and I mean, I've always had the notion that what Pete Rose did as a player was great. What he did was as a coach was obviously wrong, right? But he didn't bet on his team to lose. But obviously, it was the integrity of the game, right? And over the years, you saw, I mean, and now it's because of the fact that you can gamble in the ballpark on teams. You got baseball players doing fantasy football, stuff like that. I was at the point saying, okay, you know what? Well, he's alive. he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame now. And a lot of people were saying he should be in the Hall of Fame. And then you saw him on Major League Baseball TV shows, and he was at the World Series, and things along that line. And he made that he was wrong. He made that he did bet on games. He made it that it wasn't for his team to lose. And he learned his lesson. He got banned, right? But I mean, you see other players who were, and I mean, the NFL, you take the NFL for instance, right? Players who killed other people were back playing, right? Baseball where domestic abuse, violence was running rapid, and they've, players are back, right? To me, drug use and trying to perform better than other players, and you've taken jobs from others, to me, is obviously betting and the integrity of the game is number one. But to me, right, steroids, cheating, that's number two. But you allowed it to happen because you wanted the home run contest. Everybody knew that drugs was going rapid back then, right? And all sports, and in and break down to WWE. So it was acceptable. And now it's not. Because of cheating, some people are like, no, we're not going to accept that. So, the hypocrites runs wild on it all. But to me, at a certain time, you say, you know what, Rose, you admit that you did, you're sorry, right? Now we'll let you in. We'll let you in as a player, right? 4,000 hits. Right? Amazingly what he did. He played, I mean, do you watch the highlights? That guy never stopped for anything. That guy would run through a wall. Now you look at people, I mean, put it this way, right? I think Tony Gwynn struck out was it like 240 some times,
Yeah, in
was
his
it?
career. Yeah, he did not strike out a lot.
Yeah. And Ellie De La Cruz is going to strike out that many times by the end of this year, right? We're now recognizing strikeouts and home runs more than hits and batting averages. But I mean, for me, right? You get on base, you let your couple power guys get you in, you steal, you bunt, you win games that way. Obviously, baseball's played different. But for me, for Pete Rose, I mean, now that he knows we'll get in, I think he will get in. Right. I think they'll, and that, I think he'll be on the ballot. I mean, it could be a very tight ballot, like you said. We'll see about Shoeless Joe Jackson. But like I say, I think it's one of those things that Pete Rose has always, I mean, like you said, it's a two-way street, I guess.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of the integrity of game of players who've never caught. Right. So let's not, a lot of people are naive about it. So there's always little, I mean, look at the cheating that goes on. And right. You had Bill Belichick and the videotaping of the Rams during the Super Bowl. Right. So, the trash cans for Houston, where all the players got immunity. And then the coach and the GM are the ones that took the fall.
Yeah.
So don't give me this integrity of the game bullshit either. That people are saying that you have to uphold. Well, you didn't uphold it. Man fraud did not uphold it. So guess what? It's done, right? That's when you say, you know what? Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame while he was alive. Because he didn't give, Manfred didn't care about the integrity of the game. If he would have, players would have been suspended.
And thank you for answering the question I was going to ask on both of them. I will say, if I was asked today, would you vote Pete Rose and Joe Jackson in? Pete Rose, I would say yes, because his best work was when he was a player, not a manager, a player. That was when he was at his absolute best and everything JC said. With Joe Jackson, I would vote him in. And I'll give you some stats. He has a .356 batting average. That is fourth all time in the history of baseball. Fourth all time. He has a career WAR of 62.2. He has over 1,700 hits. I know that's not a big number, but still. Almost 900 career runs, almost 800 RBI, over 200 stolen bases in a time when stolen bases really wasn't a thing. His OPS is a 940, which is a good number. His OPS plus is a 170. That's good. He won. He was in the discussion for the MVP 4 years in a row. And you're not going to say this guy doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? I'm sorry. He does. He does. So I would say yes to the both of them at this point right now.
Yeah. And he would have had more stats had was he not banned after the 1920 season, right?
Exactly. He'd have had more.
So
I mean,
I say yes.
Ty Cobb even said Shoeless Joe Jackson's the greatest hitter he ever saw. I think that's good enough of a case right there to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I
We
mean,
shall see.
2027 could be interesting because you got Buster Posey and John Lester.
But they will be on the writer's ballot. So it's going to
Yes.
be two separate ballots. But yeah, it'll be interesting.
But you know what I mean, right? I mean, if they get voted in, right? Plus, you get, say, Pete Rose and
Joe
who knows, maybe
Jackson.
McGuire or Joe Jackson or somebody, right?
Yeah.
Be very interesting.
We'll see.
So.
All right. Let's get to hockey. We are down to the final four of the playoffs. Oilers, Stars, Panthers, Hurricanes. Not much of a surprise, would you agree, for the most part?
Yeah, not for the most part, not a surprise. I mean, Carolina, Washington could have gone either way. Carolina just wanted more. And now Carolina might not win another game this playoff run. We'll see what happens tonight. New goaltender going in. Freddie Anderson's out. Panthers are just having their way with them. I mean, any surprises round one? To me, I think the Kings blowing a 2-0 lead, had a chance to go up 3-0, couldn't get the puck out. You know, other than that, I don't think there's really any upsets.
No.
You know, round two, Toronto up 2-0, forced it to game seven, didn't
And just
show up.
get blown out.
Get blown out, loss, right? The Oilers manhandling the Knights. Bit of a surprise there. I thought it'd go longer. The Jet Stars. I mean, how about the Jets Blues, where the Jets tied up with 2.6 seconds left in regular time
Wow.
and then win it in overtime? That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Panthers could sweep this series against against the Hurricanes right now. The Oilers Stars, I mean, tomorrow there's a 1 o'clock game, which is strange, but you know, all the
Not
games are
our
usually at
fault.
night.
Just for the record, not our
Yep.
fault.
Yep. Yeah, not our fault, right? They're, you know, long weekend. Dallas people need to get their rest after a long, long weekend.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know, so.
I'll say
But it's
this.
been exciting. Exciting, I'll tell you that much. It's been exciting. Been good to watch. I mean, a bunch of us here are cheering against the Oilers. If you know, in that one group chat that we're all in.
I still don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I don't understand.
It's a
You know what I
rival.
mean?
As you as a Washington Commander skin, would you root for the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl?
If it was against a team from another country, it would depend on who that team is. Like
How
who
about the,
Dallas is playing, I mean.
yeah, right, but you're not cheering for the Chiefs or for the Cowboys. You go
Not
for
the
the
Cowboys.
Chiefs. Yeah.
Chiefs, yeah, it depends on who the Chiefs are playing.
Right? You know, so as a rival, right? We don't want to see. We're not cheering for the Oilers.
Like, I'd root for the
But so.
Giants. Like, if it was the Giants, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll root for them.
Yeah.
I would. Watching those Scooter Magruder videos, folks, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of us believe that the Oilers were handed. You know, they're the epitome of don't work hard and you get rewarded. Four first round overall picks. I think that's where the hatred comes from as well. You know, they're 10 years of darkness, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear about them. Now they're doing well, and everybody's buzzing about it, and people coming out of rocks and trees and,
Yeah.
you know, to cheer for them. We were there, and there people are like on a Tuesday yelling and screaming. It's like 1 in the morning. It's like, go to bed. Right.
All right, let me ask you a
You
question.
know. Okay.
So game three tonight is in Florida, talking about Hurricanes and Panthers.
Yeah.
If Panthers win this game tonight, is this series over?
It's over.
Do you think it's over now without even going to game three?
I think it's over now. I mean, they're just the two games I've thought. The Panthers are just bullying their way. They're hitting them. They're out skating them. They're
Yeah.
out playing them. Right? They're like a bull in a china shop. And unfortunately, the Hurricanes are the fragile china.
Yeah.
It's getting knocked around. You know, and they're trying to fight fire with fire, but it ain't working. You know,
I
start going
think.
after their big guys. Start hitting, right? Get in Bobrovsky's face, right? Make him get all grumpy and mad. That's how you get to a goaltender for the most part.
I do believe if Florida wins this, I do think it's over. I really do.
And it could be a sweep, and Carolina hasn't won a conference final game since the year they think they went to the Stanley Cup and won it in 2006.
Wow, that's insane.
Right? They are what, 0-14?
Yeah,
They could
something
be
like
0-16.
that. It's not a good number.
Because they got swept by the Pens, the Bruins, the Panthers last year, and the Panthers this year.
Whereas with Dallas and Edmonton, I think that has the possibility of going seven. I really do.
I think it'll go seven. I think tomorrow, early game, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
I think Dallas needs to stay out of the box a little bit and just start firing pucks. I mean, I think they only had like 20 shots yesterday. You're not going to win with 20 shots. I don't
Yeah.
care who you are. You know? So Dallas needs to start shooting more, start going up against Skinner, start making them pay. Do your thing. Away you go. Right? Get in front of them. I mean, he's wandering all over the place. He looks like he's a lost child at a mall trying to find his mom.
Are you my
You got
mama?
chances. Right? So, you know, but it's funny, right? There's two teams that a lot of us won't cheer for in Canada. That's the Oilers and that's the Maple Leafs.
I want to mention real quickly, and we don't talk about this very often, but I kind of want to bring it up. The NBA playoffs, they're into their Final Four right now. Both series are at 2-0. Oklahoma City's up 2-0 on Minnesota. Indiana's up 2-0 on the Knicks. Between Minnesota and New York, I think New York is in more trouble than Minnesota, and I'll explain why. The two games that Minnesota played, they were on the road. They were in Oklahoma. It was expected to be hard for them. Now they get game three in Minnesota. They can change that whole series around. They could change it all tonight. If they don't, it's over. Meanwhile, with the Knicks and the Pacers, the Knicks are in far more trouble than the Timberwolves. You get the first two games in Madison Square Garden. Now, granted, the first game, Indiana forces it to overtime on a lucky bounce. They forced that overtime on a lucky bounce. And it was a heck of a shot. I don't know if you saw it, but it
Yep.
was incredible. Game two, they were in it to the end, just couldn't, pull the comeback. Now you're going to Indiana for two. Your season basically rides on this next game. You don't win this next game, it is so hard to come back from 3-0 in any sport. I don't care what the sport is. You're not going to make it. Knicks have to win tomorrow or they are done. And the Pacers, honestly, I would say that they are the second best team in the playoffs. Oklahoma City's just been fantastic the entire postseason. Indiana's number two. Even though the Knicks did beat the Celtics in six, which is incredible in itself, I just think the Pacers have just been fantastic, and I think it's going to end up being OKC in Indiana. And if I had to go right now, I'd say the Pacers are going to finally win an NBA title this year.
I would say, I mean, they're, and it's just not the way they're playing. I mean, they're coming back from some big leads, right? So, I mean, and sometimes you need the luck in the playoffs, you need some luck, right? You need to have a couple of comebacks. You know, hockey, I think it was Montreal Canadiens 1 year, won like, was it 7, 8, 9 games in overtime, right? One shot here, one shot there, and you're not going that far. So, and I mean, the Knicks, I mean, we can debate it all we want about do they deserve it, do they not deserve it. I think with their owner, they don't deserve anything, right? And then you look at the fans after they beat the Celtics, they had the bus all surrounded, then they're throwing, I don't know if you saw the video, they threw a
Pillows.
garbage bag at a guy,
Yeah, it was like a
pillows
garbage
at a,
bag or pillows or something.
yeah, and the guy was a firefighter, and now they're saying that's karma and that's why you guys are down 0-2. But New York has never been known to win with class.
No, they haven't.
Right. Same with Boston. So, you know, it's kind of tough to root for them when you see it. They got Indiana, right, to, and like you said, Oklahoma. I think that'll be your finals. But tonight's or next few days, we got some big games, some big game threes. Right. And Indiana probably thinks right now that they're untouchable.
They're in the
And when
driver's
you get
seat.
that, and when you get that feeling, guess what? You become a good team. You get the breaks, you start playing a little bit harder, maybe a couple extra calls from the refs, right? Officiating, all that good stuff. So, be interesting. I think it's a finals that none of us could have predicted, right? I think a
That's
lot of
very
people were on the
true.
Celtics bandwagon. You know, Lakers would have been a popular choice over, especially after the trade deadline. And
That's
then
very
Dallas goes
true.
and wins the first overall pick.
That part's debatable.
You know, did you see where they did it a couple times? I think New Orleans, they trade away player, got the first overall pick, trade away a player, got the first overall pick. And Dallas trades away that, you know, I think, yeah, like it was Antonio Davis, they drafted after they trade away one of the top players, and then they trade Antonio Davis away again, and they get Zion. So interesting to say the least. At
It is. It is.
least NHL did their, and it did their draft live.
Oh my. Oh, that was so painful to watch.
At least you know how it works.
I know, but still, that was so painful to watch.
Yeah.
Good
I thought they'd
God.
have like 13 balls of San
Oh
Jose and like 10 of
God.
Chicago, and they just drafted, but it's all numbers. Then you gotta go look at the chart.
Oh, that was
And the
terrible.
combinations.
That was
I was actually
terrible.
looking at the Oh, the joys.
Yep. All right. Let's mention a little bit of football, because if we don't, people might turn us off.
Let's
College
start with
football.
flag football. Well, let's start with
Okay.
flag
Yeah. Let's
football.
go to flag football. It
You
is
know, because I think.
officially, the NFL is officially going to let their players participate in flag football for the 2028 Olympic Games. I think my prime is done, if I ever had a prime. So don't worry, I will not be attempting to participate in that. So,
Hey, people are asking, people are saying that Tom Brady needs to quarterback the American team.
well, I mean, if he doesn't have to run that much, I mean.
Have you seen the rules? So you get your center, and so he hikes the ball, and only the one guy who's 8 yards out can rush the quarterback immediately.
Okay.
And then you have your Right. So then you could have your center open. Then you have your DBs and you have your wide receivers. I think there's five people on there. Right. Quarterback, running back, center, and two wide receivers. So it's going to be interesting. So the NFL has a sign off. You're only allowed one player per team to go, I think, or maybe it's per nation. So obviously, you know, you'll have some Canadians on there who maybe you're competing with So I think it's got to be one player per nation off a team. But that's all Olympic events. So maybe
Yeah.
a player qualifies for the 100 meter dash. Right? But it's going to be interesting, I think. I mean, they have the 7-on-7 rugby,
Right.
which I don't know if you watch, has been very interesting.
I've seen it over the years.
It's fun to watch. And now you're going to have the flag football. I mean, it's obviously the Olympics are in Los Angeles, so we have no more break dancing and table setting and grass mowing events.
I'm still waiting for the
Right?
video game one. I'm still waiting for that
Oh,
one.
it'll be there eventually. We all know a video game is a, those are professional athletes that need psychologists to help them after a hard day's work of Halo.
Ed, if you're listening, I'm going to try to get you to try out for the Olympics.
That's right.
And then if you do make it, you better have me going with you and not your wife.
Yeah, you can stay at home.
Sorry, Tony.
Bill got you in. Bill's the trainer and the coach and the psychiatrist that they allegedly need.
No,
But
I'll bring my own psychologist.
yeah. So speaking of Olympics, right? You got the flag football, you got baseball back
Yeah.
in Los Angeles. So, but it is a big news story. I mean, a lot of people are saying, I mean, you'll have the NBA players there for the, obviously for the basketball.
And I don't think the U.S. is a lock to win the gold in flag football. I really don't.
No.
I think they'll medal. I just don't think they're a lock for the gold.
It's because it's different, right? Obviously, with the five guys on there, you'll have a little bench.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to have other, I don't know who all your nations are going to be, but I heard like you have like Kyle Murray trying out, I think, for South Korea or something. And I think Kyle Hamilton on the defensive side. You're going to have NFL players on all countries.
Exactly.
All right. It's going to be very interesting. Right. But I mean, you look now, there's flag football teams. They have a bunch of amateurs on there. Now they're going to get kicked off for the professionals. As we all know, sports is now about money.
Yep.
It's not about anything else. It's about money. It's a business.
It is.
And that's how we treat it now. And unfortunately, when you get yelled at because you made an error, it's a business. So remember that. I don't want to hear athletes are humans too. When you're playing and you make a mistake, you should be accountable for that mistake.
I want to mention briefly with the NFL. It was announced this week that the Buffalo Bills will be the team that'll be the subject of this year's Hard Knocks. Good pick. I don't think we've had the Bills
Yep.
on Hard Knocks, so that'll be good. And then during the season, the focus will be on the NFC East.
So if you're a fan of football and you haven't had enough of the NFC East,
Yeah,
with the Eagles getting like eight primetime games, the Commanders getting like five primetime games, the Cowboys all over the map on primetime games,
for God
the
knows what
Giants getting
reason.
four or five primetime games. We get a documentary on the NFC East. So hold on to your boots, NFC East fans and NFC East haters. If you look at the schedule, man, there's an NFC, I believe there's an NFC East at least in prime time, at least once a week.
Let me check. Well, we know week one is Eagles
Eagles and
Cowboys.
Cowboys to start.
That's what starts the year.
Yeah.
Week two, Commanders and the Packers are the Thursday night game. So there's two right there.
Yep.
Now I'm having fun. Let's see how many times an NFC East team or the NFC East is not in prime time. Week three, Giants host the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night football. Oh, this is fun. Oh my God, I never thought I'd have more fun with a schedule than I do right now. Meanwhile, JC's like, I am going to kick his ass. Week four, Cowboys host Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. Ah.
See?
Let's see. Okay, they don't do a prime time game week five. So there's one. You get
Okay.
one.
Get one relief.
And then week six, Eagles Giants Thursday Night Football. Oh, yeah, and the Bears and Commanders Monday Night Football. So there you go. Week six is gonna be a banner week. Week seven, Skins and Cowboys is a 4:25 game. You may as well call that a primetime game.
Probably NF, that's America's game of the
There
week.
you go. As it should be. Oh, week eight, Commanders and Chiefs Monday night. There you go.
Man.
I love this. Oh my gosh. Week nine, Cowboys host the Cardinals Monday Night Football. Commanders host the Seahawks Sunday Night Football. Oh.
See?
Let's
Littered with NFC.
Oh, here we
East.
go. Week 10, Eagles at Packers Monday Night Football. You are regretting saying those words right now. I know you
Oh,
are.
man. Oh, no, this is fun, man. Just
Week
keep reading them out.
11, Eagles host the Lions Sunday Night Football. Let's see if we can get another week. Let's see if we can get like one week where another week where they don't host. Well, okay, Cowboys host Eagles 4:25 on Fox. That's probably America's game of the week right there.
Yeah, that's American game of the week.
And then week 13. Oh, look at this. Cowboys host the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, look at this. Eagles host the Bears on Black Friday. Oh, look at this. Commanders host the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. Look at this. The Giants are at New England on Monday night.
Yeah.
Oh,
So that Thanksgiving weekend is an NFC of, and then,
no.
right? Pretty much the week after that, then your NFC East Hard Knock starts.
Oh, week 14, Eagles at Chargers, Monday Night Football. Oh, I love my division.
Yeah.
Oh, like it is week 15, Cowboys host the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Oh my gosh. And then week 16, Eagles at Commanders are a Saturday afternoon game, so y'all are gonna watch that one. And then week 17, Christmas Day, Cowboys are at the Commanders.
One week, there's no prime time
And then
in the NFC East.
week 18 is gonna be Eagles and Commanders for the NFC East Sunday Night Football. I'm just calling that right now.
So pretty much 1 week.
One week, only one week.
You didn't think about that when you got on the show, did you?
Oh no, I didn't. Oh my gosh, what an early birthday present for Bill.
Yeah. Oh my craziness.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now, after that fun, I do want to talk about college football has already, after 1 year, changed the college football playoff. And they're changing how you get the top four seeds. And it's
Yep.
pretty much what it should have been. Whoever are the top four teams, get the top four seeds. don't know what else to say. That's how it should
Yeah.
have been.
Well, and we knew that that was coming, right? So we knew that was coming. That after last year's kind of debacle where Ohio State played Oregon. And I think Notre Dame crying that they would never get a bye was the two biggest reasons why the college football decided that we better reseed. So now we're going to take the top four ranked teams and they'll get the byes. And your conference winners will all play.
And Notre Dame could be one of them. And that's how it should have been. Why, like when they initially made this playoff, the 12 teams, why should Notre Dame get punished for being an independent school? Like,
Yeah, I think it was just to kind of reward some conferences that might have one good team and then kind of say, not maybe be ranked, but say, you know what, you're good enough that you get a bye, but obviously it's kind of just lackluster in the first round, sort of say, right? And then
maybe.
the second round, I think kind of luck lot well, I mean the whole thing kind of it was exciting, but it kind of lacked that, maybe Ohio State, Oregon should have been the could have been the final two, right? In the finals.
Right.
You
So,
know.
what I have in front of me right now is Notre Dame's 2025 schedule.
Yep.
We're going to go through each game right now, and we're going to determine if their record, by what we think will happen, will give Notre Dame a top four seed.
Okay.
So they start the year August 31st at Miami. It's a toughie.
So they don't have these teams ranked already, do
No, 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 no. Yeah, no, nobody
Yeah,
is
so
ranked.
you're talking the Hurricanes, right? So
Yep.
they lost Cam Ward, obviously.
Yeah.
They're
I
at
mean,
home on that game.
they're in Miami.
They may lose that one. I'd have to wait to see what the rankings are, but I mean, I could, let's say they win that one, right? Because I think wasn't who was the guy that went to Miami?
The coach?
Wasn't there a quarterback that was going to go to Miami?
I don't remember.
From oh man, he was dating one of those twins.
And twins.
Miami Hurricanes
I don't know that.
quarterback.
That's the one I'm tossed on.
Carson Beck.
Yeah, I'll say Notre Dame wins that one. I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah.
All
So let's
right.
say Notre Dame win Carson Beck because obviously he just, I don't know, there's some weird stuff going on that whole
And
situation.
Queens. All right, so after that, they host Texas A&M. Would be a win there. Then they host Purdue. That should be a win. Then they're at Arkansas. That should be a win. So we've got them right now at 4-0. This next one might, I think this one may throw a wrench into the season. They host Boise State.
Man, Boise State's always been tough.
I could honestly see Boise State beating them.
Yep.
I really could.
And people are excited for that matchup too. Right?
So I'm gonna say Notre Dame loses that one. Unless you have an argument
No,
that.
I can see that happening too, right? But Boise State always does something interesting when they come up against top teams.
Yeah.
Obviously, no, no Gentry, right? But they still learn and they're still a good team. And obviously they're
Exactly.
prepping up for the Pac-12. Right. So they're gonna be tougher to play. And with nil money, right, you're gonna get a lot of people going to littler schools. But no, I could see it too. Right. And there's a lot of hype on that Boise State Notre Dame game.
All right. So then after that, they host North Carolina State. That should be a win. And then they host USC. That's always a tough game to pick. I think they beat USC, but that's still a tough game to pick. Then they're at Boston College. Should be a win. Then they host Navy. And Navy was really good last year.
You never know what you get out of Navy, Army, and Air
No,
Force, do
you
you?
never do.
Right? I mean, you can be good one year and then go 0 for the next.
All right. I'm gonna say this. For now, I have Notre Dame winning. But if Boise State doesn't beat Notre Dame, Navy will. Mark my words. Then the rest of the schedule at Pittsburgh should be a win. Home against Syracuse should be a win. At Stanford should be a win. So we're looking at an 11-1 or 10-2 Notre Dame record for this year, which more than likely would get them a top four seed.
Now, my question is, how many of those teams you think are going to be ranked? Right? And that also plays into it this year.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make your schedule a little bit harder to be even considered get a top four seed. You play one or two ranked teams, and let's say LSU plays five ranked teams, and LSU goes 4-1 against those five teams. They're ahead of Notre Dame.
Well, we'll see what happens when the time comes.
Yep.
So.
I think it had to be changed a bit. I do agree with that one. And I do like the fact that they did acknowledge the change and we got the change coming and we should see a little bit more of a challenge and we should see, I think we're going to see better football in the semis and the finals.
Yeah.
Right? We're not going to see these blowouts that we
Yeah.
saw last year or this past January.
I agree with that. All right. Well, on that note, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. Boy, did we have a lot to discuss, and I'm kind of glad we did. I am glad we got this one done. Please join our Facebook group. It is the JC and Bill Sportscast. That is all you have to type. That's all you have to do. Just type that in the search bar on the Facebook. You're there. You are there.
You're there, you're golden. You
Yeah.
join up,
You're
you're
golden,
locked.
pony boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna do it for this one. Thank you all for tuning in and come back to us next time for another episode of the JC and Bill Sportscast.
And stay safe this long weekend. We'll catch you next show.